Moira and Big Trev.
Earlier on in the show, Trev, we just by chance played this song. Avril Lavigne.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
It's been around for 20-odd years.
Yes, it has.
Complicated.
Mm-hmm. I can remember when it came out.
Yeah. Still a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, then our producer, Yana, says what?
Told us the most amazing story to myself and Ben.
Yeah, because I wasn't here. I'm still not talking to her. Because I was in the news slaving away.
Moira's dirty because she doesn't know the story. But we want to surprise you.
Yes. Yeah, and I was watching you all have fun. Ha, 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 ha. Having so much fun without me. Whatever.
Anyway. It's an amazing story.
It better be.
Look at you. Just let me lift it. This is our producer, the lovely Yana. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Could you please, and face Moira.
No, I will.
Address Moira, yeah.
And tell her this amazing story about Avril Lavigne.
Okay, so when I was in grade 12, I went over to Canada playing soccer.
Yes.
I saw Avril Lavigne. I was a big fan. I was like, oh my God, this chick skates. She plays a guitar, which was really like unheard of kind of thing back then.
She was very cool.
Yeah, but she wasn't in Australia. So okay. I came back, kind of spread the word, let all my mates know.
Right.
Went viral, no. And then basically I was a big fan. She was my number one idol. I loved her, etc. And then she came over.
Mm-hmm.
She played at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there about 3 hours early, kind of just sitting around in the lines, blah, blah, blah. And it was weird because people were like asking for autographs and stuff already. It was kind of a weird feeling.
Hang on.
From me.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
from
like,
Nana.
Yeah, it was weird. And
did they
I was
think
like,
that you look like her?
Maybe. Were I had they... like plaits and like my hat was to the side and
but
kind of.
Would they not have thought, why is she outside her own concert?
I'm not sure. Maybe just mistaken identity.
Yeah.
Right.
Who knows?
And then so got let in.
I
was there front and centre. And then basically midway through the show, she goes, okay, I need two people from the crowd.
Oh,
and
no.
My mates grabbed one leg each and hoiked me up probably about a meter above everyone else. And she goes, you in the hat. And basically I just legged it over this giant barricade that they have. I got up and I was able to sing one verse of Complicated with another girl.
Wow.
Who kind of like didn't do very well.
Oh.
holding
you back, right? Okay.
I had to help her out a little.
Okay, yeah.
And that was to like 20,000 or whatever in Brisbane Entertainment Centre.
Right.
The funny thing is, so I did that, came back down and like was like in awe.
Yeah.
And then back in the day you had that Macca's.
Yes.
Yeah, on the way
yes.
back. Yes. All right. And so I walked into that Macca's.
It's still on a high
yeah.
from your performance.
And as I opened the door, it was like buzzing. And as I opened the door, it just went silent. And all I could hear was, there's that girl that went up on stage with the fan. There's that girl. Oh, my God, there's that girl.
Yay! How good is that?
Is that not a good story, Moira?
That's a great story.
I'm here all week.
Oh, wow. She literally is here all week.
We all are, mate.
Not by choice.
We work here 5 days.
So. It's all cool.
Only 5 days.
Yeah,
it's Moira and Big Trev.